Hey everyone, you're listening to a message from Pastor Femi Ibitoye, continuing our series, Everyday Ordinary Faith. Be sure to check out the study guide for this week's message at eastbrook.org/sermon.
So today we continue our sermon series, Everyday Ordinary Faith. And today's sermon is Faith-Shaped Relationships. Faith-Shaped Relationships. And right now I'm going to read from Revelation chapter 21. Verses 3, and it says this. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. Amen? Amen, amen, amen. So that is God's promise for us in our relationships. God is saying that he will be with us and we will be his people and he will strengthen us. Today, I want to introduce to you two African American as we celebrate Black History Month, and their names are BB and CC Winans. BB and CC are an American gospel music brother and sister duo. So BB and CC, they are the seventh and eighth sibling in their family. In their family, they have 10 children. And they BB is number seven and CC is number eight. And they've been involved in several charities. They've worked together to bring glory and honor to Jesus' name. CC is part of the World Vision, helping out to uproot poverty in our nation. And we do sing some of our songs at church. Our arrangement, That's My King, Goodness of God, Holy Forever, and Believe for It. And BB and CC are siblings, their relationship with one another. CC said this just this past December. Our bond is as real as it gets. We have different opinions and we disagree. But we agree on the most important thing. God is real and we belong to him. Amen? Yeah. May God continue to use these beautiful humans for his glory in Jesus' name. We will talk about sibling relationships shortly, but I want to start where everything begins, and that's with God. God is the God of all relationships. So God, in his infinite grace and love, formed this relationship with us human beings. And he intends to be in a loving relationship with us that will last our lifetime, actually last forever. So this is how the verse we just read at the top, I want to read it again. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people. He will dwell with them. They will be his people. And God himself will be with them and be their God. You see, God made us in his image to be in a relationship with him. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27 says this. Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea, and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all wild animals, and over all the creatures that move up along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. So God, in the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, was in a loving relationship with Adam and Eve. But that relationship was lost when Adam and Eve, and we in them, sinned against God. Romans 3:23 says this, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But hallelujah, Jesus Christ, through his death and resurrection, reconciled us back to the Father. Reconciled us back to the Father. We know about the love of God in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus came and broke the power of sin and death and restored us back into a relationship with the Father. When we say yes to Jesus, we are born again. We are born again and we are adopted into the family of God. And we become part of the global church where Jesus Christ is the head. So in this relationship that we have with God, we are to love him as he loves us. 1 John 4:7 says this, "Dear children, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God." You know, the greatest commandments that should govern our lives is love. It's love. Matthew 22, verses 37 to 40 is a passage that Pastor Matt touched when we began this series. And I'd like to read it for us again. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hangs on these two commandments." Not only do the law and prophets hang on these two commandments, our relationship with God and one another also hang on it. That we love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and strength, and that we love one another. So what does it mean to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind? It means that you give him your 100%. And you do that because God gave his 100% to you. And that's what it means to love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and strength. I know maybe you've heard it before that we are in a relationship 50-50. Or let's meet in the middle. But not so with God. He gave his all. He gave you 100%. You also give him 100%. Now I'm not talking about negotiations. You know, in negotiations, you give something and they give you something. But this is talking about a relationship. Everyday, ordinary relationship with God and with others. Amen? Amen. 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 And I do want to say one more thing. You know, in our relationship with God, the evil one is always trying to isolate us from God. And so he brings up maybe past sin and guilt and shame. Do not allow him to do that. When you are isolated from God, you become vulnerable, easily attacked. So do not let guilt and shame take you away from God. If you've sinned, confess it and run back into the arms of your Father who loves you, who loves you. Amen? Amen. So now let's talk about faith-shaped relationships with siblings. And all I got to say is love and enjoy your siblings. I know our relationship with siblings can be complicated, but let's make it simple by loving them and enjoying them. So what does love look like with siblings? I want to read 1 Corinthians 13, 4-7. It's a scripture that is usually read in weddings, but it does apply to sibling relationships. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Amen? I have five sisters. There are six of us in the family, and I'm the only son. And many have often asked, how did it feel to be the only person, the only boy in the family? And I guess it was great. it's interesting because my upbringing maybe is a little bit different than yours. So on the one hand, I played with my trains and my cars. But because I had sisters, I played with dolls too, with them. So it's kind of a little bit different. Maybe that made me have more appreciation for women. I don't know. But I am grateful for my siblings. And honestly, during my middle and high school years, I can say that they actually, God used them to save me, really. Because I was viciously bullied then. I was small, so was easily picked on. But at home, I mean, they didn't know anything. They were just living their ordinary lives. And the words they said and the quarrels and fights we had just reaffirmed who I was in our family and in God's family. And that was a help. I should do a special shout out to teachers. My Bible teacher and my math teacher were of extreme blessing to me. We're not talking about teacher-student relationship this morning, but I just wanted to do a special shout out. And I'm doing that because my wife is a teacher. Yeah, so that is amazing, 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 amazing. You know, in this relationship with siblings, avoid jealousy, bitterness, strife, and destructive conflicts that lead to division. Forgive. Colossians 3:13 says this, bear with each other and forgive one another. If anyone has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. You know, one person in the Bible that needed to forgive and needed to live a life of love is Cain. The story of Cain and Abel you will find in Genesis chapter 4. So Cain and Abel were siblings. And so one day they brought their sacrifice to God. Abel's sacrifice was accepted, but Cain's was not. And why? Hebrews chapter 11 tells us why in verse 4. It says that Abel's sacrifice was done with faith. He had a relationship of faith with God. Cain did not. So what should Cain do? Instead of loving his brother, he got up and killed him. What a tragic thing that happened between siblings. And so God asked, Cain, where is your brother, Abel? And the answer he gave was even more embarrassing. He said, am I my brother's keeper? Am I my brother's keeper? Well, Cain, yes, you are. Yes, you are your brother's keeper. You are to speak life into your sibling. You are to protect your sibling. You are to lift them up in prayer. And so when God asked the question, where is your sibling? You can say, I have lifted him up to you, God. He is in your loving arms. Please be with my sibling. Lord, you know what they're going through right now. I pray, Lord, that you will surround them with your love, uphold them with your right hand of righteousness, and deliver them from evil. My point is, pray for your sibling. Pray for them. They need it. They need it. In 2013, it was in November 2nd to be precise, our father died, our father passed away. It was a very trying time. But my sister, Fomilola, she asked, why don't we start praying together? And so starting January 2014, every month, we pray together. That has been a turning point in our relationship with one another. Because when we prayed, not only do we share with one another, we're sharing with God, and we are confessing, God, we need you in our relationship. And all the nephews and cousins and nieces God has given us. It has been wonderful. Amen? Now let's talk about friendships. Faith shape relationship with friendships. And my main points with friends is choose wisely, love them, and be loyal to them. Friends are so important and critical that they can have the impact they have on your life can be for good or for evil. So choose wisely. Proverbs 18:24 says, one who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. So choose friends who will bring you up, not put you down. You know, friendships, when we're talking about relationships, is kind of one of the only ones where you get to choose. You can't choose who your parents are. You usually can't choose who your siblings are, but you can choose your own friends. So choose wisely friends who will help you grow in your relationship with Christ. One of the great friendships that is in the Bible is a friendship between Jonathan and David. And you can find this in 1 Samuel chapter 18. David and Jonathan loved each other and were loyal to one another. You know, when we chose this picture, I was wondering, who is Jonathan and who is David? Could be either. Jonathan was a priest, was a prince, and David was a king. Anyway, getting back to Jonathan was loyal to David. He had to sacrifice a lot under the threat of his father Saul, who wanted to kill David. And because of their friendship would last. Even when Jonathan died, David asked his people, is there anyone left in Jonathan's family that I can show kindness to because of what Jonathan did? And there was one. Jonathan had a son, a disabled son, Mephibosheth. And so David asked him, he sat on David's royal table for the rest of his life. Friendships. Choose friends wisely. You know, when I was, I just finished high school, I was waiting to go to college. And most of my friends were gone. I needed a friend. And so I prayed about it. And God provided a friend. His name is Tayo. Tayo was older than me. He was like 10 years older. But God used him to be a blessing in my life. And I'm so grateful for him, for how the Lord used him. In many ways, the Lord has used him to be a blessing. I was the best man at his wedding. And he also helped. He's an architect. And he also helped build my father's house in Nigeria. Friends. Friends who will bring you up and not put you down. So let's go back to where we started. God intends to be in a relationship with us forever. So we're going to read again the scripture from Revelation 21. But now I'm going to add verse 4 to it. And it says this. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is among the people, and he would dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. It goes on to say, he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things have passed away. This is amazing. I look forward to experiencing this with you all, where we'll be with our God, where there's no more pain or sorrow, and it will be a wonderful place. This time is going to be, you know, God is with us right now through his Holy Spirit. It's going to be different there because there will be no more death. There will be no more separation. There will be no more curse. And a lot of things in our world that are cursed right now. But with God, all curse is removed and we will be with him forever. Oh, forever and ever. You know, I was just thinking that we forgot to talk about our parents. So I'm going to talk about them right now. Let us love our parents. Our parents are not perfect, but let's love them. This is a picture of my mom and the six of us, our mother. It's been a blessing to know her and for her to be part of our lives. Let us love our parents and take care of them. You know, our parents, just to come to think of it, they were not perfect. They were not perfect. And for some of us, it's actually been worse than not being perfect. Some parents have been abusive. And they've left a trail of pain, sorrow, and distress. But the Bible is calling us to love them. To love them. The Bible says, love your enemies. And hopefully your parent is not your enemy. But even if they are, we're supposed to love them. We are supposed to love them. And take care of them. Take care of them even in their old age. You know, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 22 says this. Listen to your father who gives you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Let us love on our parents, and the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen, amen. I just want to mention this quickly. Look at them in your insert. Effective communication is very important in relationships. We need to speak clearly to one another. And we as humans, we really struggle with this. Ephesians 4:29 says this, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Let's be careful in the way we speak to others in our relationship. And then I have something about conflict resolution. There's a lot of conflict that can happen in our relationships. And there are four things that we can do to help with that. And that is to glorify God. We need to take the log out of our own eyes. We need to gently correct. And we need to go and get restored. So I pray that the Lord Almighty will be with us in all our relationships and bless us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Thank you, God, that you are the Lord of all relationships. Please help us to love one another. Help us with our relationships with our siblings, with our parents and friends. Lord, I pray you bring restoration and healing where it is needed. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's message from Pastor Femi Ibitoye. We welcome you to join us for our weekend worship services at 8, 9:30, and 11 a.m. For more information, please visit eastbrook.org.